there's a lot of thought behind a person being a born loser, becoming who I am today. You don't just wake up and just rocky to shit. You got to wake up and think about, you know, there's a process to getting better. And that process is never finished. Like a lot of times, if your back is hurting, it may not be your back. It may be something else in your body that's making your back hurt. For me, I'm like, man, why can't I get past this fucking hurdle? So like I said, I'm always examining myself every day. What is it? What is it? Well, there's only one thing you haven't examined yet, and it's going back to the beast, going back to the demon. All the fucking times that I was like, I'm not going back, and I went back. I'm not going back, and I went back. I'm not going back, and I went back. It showed me even more of what we have as humans. If we're willing to go there and we're willing to push that extra step. A lot of people, man, how do you do what you do? At the end of the day, I ask myself one question. Can I take one more step? And usually the answer is yes. So if you can answer that question and not take another step, that is real failure. That is real quitting. So a lot of people can take one more step, but they choose not to. I don't know if you can take two steps. You got to answer that question after you take the first step. But I can always take one more step. So if I choose not to, that's on me. And I got to live with that. I had just climbed a mental wall that was amazing. And I didn't want anybody to take that pain away from me at that point, because that was all confirmation. So for me, this was the new level. You don't need a lot of things. Sometimes the only thing that kept me with that one step forward was one thing. Let's not quit yet, guys. Let's think about your options. Where are you going to end up if you quit this shit? Where are you going to go? And when I got done with that race, it's the worst pain. I can't even describe the pain of that last 30 miles to anybody. No one, it's very hard. So when it ended, and I'm laying there in the worst pain of my entire life, I'm shaking, I'm jacked up, and all I could think about was, I can't believe what I had just done. To me, it was humanly impossible to even think about going 30 more miles in that shape. And once you do it, what came over me when that shower hit me, and the reality hit, that I just went 101 miles. And that last 31 miles was something that I can't even describe to people. And what's amazing about the human mind is that it becomes your new norm. Like, to think that I can run 200 miles, 240 miles, and that becomes like running 50. I never thought that was possible. This is why I'm always pushing that limit, because I know that within pushing these limits, there's always more.
Did that set the tone or the rhythm for what you wanted to try and achieve and feel again each time that you're pushing further?
I never wanted to feel it again. I never wanted to feel it again. But what it did was it showed me what is possible. And that's what set the new stage for me. That's when I realized, oh man, I've really been underachieving my entire life. But it taught me what is possible. It taught me, like, okay, I got it. Check. I'm about action. And action means less talking and more doing. So that's where I've been. It only takes 1 second for you to lose the whole thing. So the 1 second decision is just that. You're in a situation where life is sucking. Let's say you're in extreme cold water and your life is flashing before your eyes. Every time that wave goes over your head, your thought process is, I gotta get the fuck out of this water. And you're in Hell Week. And you're hour one of 130 fucking hours. It's cold. I can't be cold this long. And then this is where that 1 second decision comes in. You forgot every reason why you wanted to be there. You don't care about SEALs. You don't care about any of this. You don't care about fighting for your country. All you want to do is go back home. You want the warmth. You may want something to eat. All those things of comfort are there in that 1 second. And this is where people lose. So What I do in that 1 second, because we all think about quitting when shit's hard, but what you have to do in that 1 second is hard to process information during pain, because that pain takes over and you can't think rationally. You're thinking about fight or flight, save yourself. That's not a rational thought. It's not a thought that's going to get you through hard times. Most people fail that 1 second. So what happens, what I do, I start thinking logically. I calm my brain down, because your brain just wants to get the fuck out. It's about gaining control of your mind, putting things back in the proper perspective, and then saying, I really do want to be here. And I'm going to have a bunch of these 1 seconds, and I have to learn to control these, because if I fail one of these 1 seconds, I will not be a SEAL. I will not be a doctor. I will not be a lawyer. I will not be whatever the fuck it is. So that's how important that 1 second decision is. It's all about your mind takes control of you. You have to say, fuck you. I run this motherfucker. There's no other way to make it out here. I mean, you can't just always be, you know, head down in the sand. You got to learn to pick yourself up on your own. A lot of times these fights and these battles, you got to be your own coach. You got to be your own motivator. Because there's a lot of people in this world who don't want to see you make it because they think you could take a piece of their pie. But I've learned to study people before I react. Because there's no successful person in the world who's in a good headspace that's going to ever attack anyone in that kind of manner. There's always going to be something wrong with them. So you got to always dive a little deeper before you get your feelings hurt. Take time. Take that 1 second to pull back and study them. Because most people who are in good places, they don't care about what you're doing. They don't care about what you're doing. They don't try to destroy you. They actually will try to build you up versus destroy who you are as a person. So that's where I'm at now in life, is most people who do that, they're in a very dark, dark place. As you get bigger, as you get more successful, you open the door for people to critique every fucking thing you do. And most of the people who are critiquing you usually aren't where you are. And all their critiquing comes from people who are really at a low level of life, which is sad. But what we do, people who are on the upper level, hearing the haters at the lower level, like I said, you'll never meet a hater doing better than you. True statement. So I started making these mixtapes with all of these hate messages about people talking shit. And it became such a source of fuel that it was amazing, because I know why you hate me. You hate me because you're probably in the bed right now. You're probably an underachiever. You're probably somebody who doesn't want to do anything with your life. So I make you question everything about yourself. So I'm going to continue making you question yourself by coming out here and being even more successful. So what happens is, there's days where I'm like, you know what? I really don't want to do this today. And I'm like, oh, hang on. So I listen to that while I run. I sometimes play it in the house. It's half comical, it's half inspiring. I'm actually inspired by it. Because I know I'm going to get hit in the mouth. There's an art to getting hit in the mouth. And that is why these things are important. You have to wake up and you have to give yourself belief. You have to give yourself confidence. So that, it starts with that run. Belief is like, there's an after school special belief where the mom says, believe in yourself. And that's all great. But there's also a built belief. How I build belief is through the daunting tasks I put myself through. So that's proof positive that I can.
You don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Outwork your self-doubt.
Yes, because a lot of people, they say, when you wake up in the morning, pound your chest, look at yourself in the mirror and do all this fucking bullshit. I hope it works. What works for me is that everyday resume. The things I know I've accomplished, the things I know I've done, real hard work, the real calluses on my mind, the real calluses on my hands. That's it. You must build belief. You must build confidence and say, I can knock that shit out. Instead of the path of least resistance, I started choosing the path of most resistance to prepare myself for the journey that was coming my way. And you realize through hard work, you can outwork anybody. No matter how badass they are. It starts with yourself, man. You gotta start diving into those things that you are afraid of. You don't gain confidence by going to the spot that makes you feel good. It's gonna be a false reality. And the second life gives you that challenge, all you wanna do is go back to what gave you confidence, is that happy spot. No, what gave me confidence was spending years at a kitchen table trying to learn how to read and write on my own, realizing I can't learn the way you learn. I can't, but I can learn. What gives you confidence, not being afraid, is overcoming the fear. That's what gives me confidence, is facing these things, overcoming them. And maybe not overcoming them every day, but facing them, and facing them, and facing them. Pretty soon like this, you know what, man, this is where it's at. It's not in that comfort zone. It's in the discomfort zone is where my confidence is getting built. Mm-hmm. That's where it's getting built. Happiness, peace, enlightenment, it's all up here, man. It's all up here. It's all up here. You just gotta be willing to go and face it. And that's the hard part. The physical standard is not what they need to meet. It's a mental standard you must meet in life. That's how I live my life. I now know that there is no cap on the human mind. There's no cap. We cap it ourselves. The most people quit. I had just started. And when you take that mindset and you learn to flip that around, that's what made me powerful. And my body followed.
And so I said, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna give myself a challenge every single day until the fear goes away.
That's right.
And I feel like that's what more of us should be doing. I'm hearing that that's what you, how you live your life.
That's all it is, man.
And it helps me feel so much more confident. When you overcome that fear of saying, this doesn't have control over me anymore.
That's right.
It's like you can be at so much more peace.
A lot of us speak in hollow words. I used to speak in hollow words. I don't do it anymore. Everything that comes out of my mouth has substance. It's real. We all have these feelings in our bodies, in our minds, in our souls. I act on mine. A lot of us who are afraid of something, we allow our minds to choose the path of least resistance, so we go a different route. When I'm afraid of something, it's telling me you must do that. Life is one big mind game, and you're playing it with yourself. You cannot lose perspective of where you've come in life. I'm trying to give people a different thought process of life where failure, hell, disappointment, discomfort is a great learning tool. And many people don't understand that, but it's these few moments in life that you have. Like for me, I always talk about it. Rocky 1, round 14. That 1 2-minute and 13-second clip of Rocky getting up when Apollo knocked him down. That one clip, when I was going through a very bad time in my life, I saw what I wanted to be. And it wasn't a guy that won. It wasn't a guy that won everything he did. It was a guy that kept getting up after being knocked down. So I realized if that 2 minutes and 13 seconds changed my life, that's all it was. I saw something that I needed to be in the world I was living in. Maybe my story will give someone the 2 minutes and 13 seconds they need to change their life. Everybody's got a story. We don't share it on social media. We share our nice life on social media. We all have a dungeon.
I'm just willing to talk about mine. Mental toughness isn't something that you sample. It's something that you live in every day. Whenever hardness comes, and you don't know what it is, it may be different for you than it is for me, but you go back to your insecurities. And then when you go back to the insecurities, you then look for comfort within those insecurities. And we all look for that cookie that your mom used to give you when you were sad, when you were sick. We look for our wife or our husband. We look for comfort. It's in those moments you must retrain your mind to think differently in health. The mental standard is you must know how far you've come. I walk in the room now and I know the hours and years and decades I put into David Goggins. That's something, it's not on the wall. It's not a trophy on the wall. It's not a medal on your neck. I don't care how you perceive David Goggins, because through my journey, I figured out the one piece I was missing. I thought it was cars. I thought it was women. I thought it was money. I thought it was everything. The one piece I was missing was me having the courage to face myself. Where I got my work ethic from was the hours I had to spend learning this. When you sit down and you're not smart, and you have a disability,
Yeah. And
you still want to be at the top of your class, I didn't want to just get by. When I realized that I can learn through hard work, and I can beat the valedictorian in school, but I got put in 10 hours more a day than he does. You know what kind of strength comes from that? When you're sitting down, that guy that valedictorian studied for an hour, and you know I caught you. I have the work ethic to catch you. That's where David Goggins got really invented.
Yeah.
Was at a kitchen table with 20 spiral notebooks that were empty, and then they were full. And when you can go through that, I still have them in my storage unit. You go through these spiral notebooks of your life, and you realize, this is how I learned. This is unbelievable. It wasn't until I got real sick and my life got real quiet. I went from running 205 miles in 39 hours to I couldn't get out of bed. My life was taken from me. And that's when I realized I hadn't taken time to think about what I'd done in my life. I'd done all these things, but there was no finish line. I finished a race of life, and I wouldn't even receive my medal. I go on. I get in the car and I go. When I started figuring out life, that I was leaving so much in the tank, once I realized, my God, man, I was this dumb, fat kid being bullied, and now I'm a 180-pound person, lost 106 pounds in less than 3 months. Learned to read, learned to do this, learned to do that. I was like, I need more. I was fueling my mind with everything. And I never took time to say, my God, you came from this hell, and you're here. I had come 8,000 miles from where I started. But if you never know that, you're still in the $7 a month place. So it's that quiet place. It's that place by yourself. It's those hours and years and decades by yourself in the grip of life. When life has you by the throat and choking you out, and you're sitting there calm because you're trying to figure it out. You're not panicking. You're not quitting. You're not throwing in the towel. You're saying, there's a way around this. And when you figure it out, when life has you gripped in a vice, and you can figure that out, that's when you overcome. That's when you overcome. The journey getting there was harder than going through it.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the whole thing about life, man. It's that journey that makes you who you are.